Hey, Daily Dosers, Chris here. Happy Monday to each and every one of you. You are joining us right now for the start of a two-week project that we're doing. 2 weeks, Monday through Friday, for you to be able to take home test and see, how am I doing at life? Not just this life, but the life to come, on the things that really matter. Haven't you noticed that most things in life, we can measure how well we're doing? Even in our marriage, if we might not have a scorecard, we can each measure, is our marriage better or worse than it was 3 years ago? Cooking, is your cooking better or worse? Well, what are you making? Does it taste better? Do you have more menus that you can offer people? Sports, are you faster? Are you quicker? Are you stronger? Do you have a better shot? Do you have a higher batting average? Painting and arts, we can tell, man, have you gotten better in this? You're hitting the right notes. You're playing the right notes. In almost every area of life, we have a way to measure how are we growing, how are we doing? And then we come to Christianity. And I would say, how are you doing? I'm doing pretty good. Compared to where you were last year? Sure. What do we measure that by? This project for 2 weeks is going to allow each of us to do a take-home test every day. You don't have to share it with anyone else if you don't want to, but a measuring stick on what is God doing in your life? How is our Christian life growing? For me, it went back years and years ago, almost 30 years ago now. I was at a youth pastor's convention. I'm sitting there, I'm taking notes. I'm brand new as a youth pastor. I'm in way over my head. I don't know what I'm doing. God's given me a group of kids, and I know I'm just going to blow this thing on a daily basis. And so I'm trying to learn everything I can. And I don't remember who said it, but I remember hearing it so clearly from the stage that day, where someone said this: if the Holy Spirit left your ministry, how long would it take for you to figure it out? Now, if you've been coming around North Coast for a while, I've used that as the fill in the blank in some of my messages because it made such an impact on me 30 years ago. Let me ask you the question again. If the Holy Spirit left your life today, how long would it take for you to figure that out? I drove back from that conference all the way back to my home church, and my mind was racing because I knew the answer. Never. I'd never know if the Holy Spirit left my ministry. I don't know of one single thing in my life that depends on the Holy Spirit. My whole ministry was full of Chris, my talents, my personality, my everything. And I didn't even know how to measure what is God doing in my life. What does Christian growth even look like? And so here's what we're doing over the next 2 weeks. We're going to take what's called the fruits of the Spirit from Galatians 5. The Apostle Paul, who's planted all these churches in a region called Galatia, is now writing a letter back to these churches saying, look, you know of Christ. You made a decision for Christ. Now, how are you doing? And in Galatians chapter 5, he talks about your old life and the Spirit of God is going to be at war in you. In fact, let me read you the verses going up to this. A book called Galatians chapter 5, where he says, live by the Spirit, don't live by the flesh, your old life. And in verse 19, he says, the acts of your old sinful nature are obvious. Sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissension, factions, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But, circle, highlight, underline, now that you're a follower of Christ, let me tell you a new measuring stick you can look at your life and say, how am I growing in this? But the fruit of the Spirit is this: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law. Let me tell you, God's work in your life is going to produce things, fruit. And let me tell you what this fruit's going to look like. And starting this week, every day, and next week, each one of us are going to take one of these things on that list and explain, here's what it would look like for us in life. And then each one of us watching this gets to take the rest of the day and go, how am I doing with that? How am I doing when it comes to patience? How am I doing when it comes to gentleness? How am I doing when it comes to faithfulness or my self-control? You don't have to share this with anyone else, but have you ever wondered, how would I measure my Christian life? Paul writes to the churches he planted and says, let me tell you the fruit of what should come out of your life if Christ is really working in your life. Join us for these 2 weeks. Let's all do this together.